99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Kelly K.
This one I don't know how to feel about.
I mean, you're supposed to feel good about it, right?
I mean, that's kind of.
The bit, right?
And then there's a little factor. Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to the UK.
All right.
A woman named Charlie. Charlie Lello. I love her name.
Charlie.
Out the gate. Love her name. Charlie Lello was furloughed during the pandemic, so she was bored. She's a 29-year-old former retail manager, decided to get herself a pet. Or in this case, hatch three ducks.
Okay.
She said she got the idea from a video that popped up on her Facebook feed of someone hatching quail eggs. So she went to the supermarket, picked up both quail and duck eggs, didn't expect it to work. And for the quail eggs, yep, she was correct. They didn't hatch. But three ducks
get out of here.
Beep, Peep, and Meep defied the odds and were hatched from eggs she bought at the supermarket.
Eggs?
Yes.
That she literally got out of the supermarket.
She's got little chuckling ducklings.
Wow.
Beep, Peep, and Meep. Now, a spokesperson for the supermarket said it's rare to find fertilized eggs on the store shelves.
Okay.
And added they are entirely indistinguishable from normal eggs. Like, you can't tell.
Oh.
Okay. So the duck egg producer also said that it's a feat of remarkably slim odds that a duckling has been hatched and suspect that a wild male duck paid a discreet visit to one or more of the female ducks. Slipped in the night and the hager.
Hey, what you guys doing over here?
What's up?
So, you mind if I mosey on over here and
about a,
say hello?
A duck like you.
Quick.
A duck like me.
The farmer's coming to get your egg. Let's get this done.
I don't know how to feel about it. Like, it's cute, but then it's like makes me question everything I bought at the same time I bought eggs at the supermarket. Like, did I?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, but in my mind, those are the ones that weren't going to become little chicks.
Okay.
Right? Okay. In my mind, I'm automatically now weirded out.
Well, didn't they say that most of them are unfertilized?
They said it's rare, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But now, I sit there and think, if you couldn't tell.
Who knows?
By looking at it.
I know.
There you go.
They're delicious.
She's got Beep, Peep, and Meep.
So she's not going to eat those, right?
Oh, chuckling ducklings. No, they're the pets.
Okay.
She's going to keep them around. I don't think she's going to raise them to become duck confit.
But I've heard.
Delicious. Delicious.
All right, that's your feel good.
That's a feel good.
I think it's a feel good for the ducks, too.
It's a feel good, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They weren't going to live a life, and now they're living their best life.
That's right.
With Charlie Lello
and
the mother, the mumsy.
That is your feel good.
Yeah.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Kelly, stop what you're doing.
What?
Okay, so the feel good that you had where we discussed the ducklings that were hatched from just some store-bought eggs, right?
Uh-huh. The supermarket in the UK.
And the manager at the supermarket was like, well, it could have been like a randy male duck that just kind of got in and...
Rogue in the middle of the night.
Sprinkled some of...
Okay.
Anyways, got a text from a listener. And I'm going to need you to get ready to research some stuff.
Oh, God. Let me open up Google.
Text from a listener. Did you know... Oh, gosh. Okay. Did you know the male duck you-know-what are corkscrew-shaped?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yes.
To look...
Google image search that.
What does a male duck
wiener look like?
I'm using the anatomically correct word.
Oh, okay.
So Google will understand. Oh, it is. It's corkscrew shaped with ridges and backward pointy fleshy spines.
Wow.
What?
Exciting.
Now, to go along with that, females have long twisted...
Well, of course they do.
...virginias that have a number of spirals.
Virginias.
So uncomfortable.
Holy cow.
I'm so, let's click on images. No, I don't want to click on images. Don't click on images.
All right, hang on a second. Yes. Do I need to look this up on YouTube?
I'm going to have to delete my cookies.
Duck mating. That's not it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that when we had this feel good story, we were going to dive down.
Oh, there is a New York Post article that says horrible thing you never knew about ducks. There it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is, oh, gosh, and they're long.
Wow. That's exciting.
I don't want the learning. I don't want the learning.
Okay. All right.
I don't want the learning.
Stop
the learning. He just climbed
I
on
think,
top.
I think I've heard this before.
It looks like he's just getting a piggyback ride. And she just, you know, kind of lowers down. He just climbs right up, waddles right up. And,
willingly a piggyback ride. There you go. Okay.
That's great.
Anyways.
The learning never stops.
Yeah. All right.
So I can't unsee these images.
So thank you.
I can't. I can't.
I guess.
I can't look away.
Can we just be happy that not all males in this universe are shaped that way?
Oh, yes. Let's thank the good Lord for that. It was an interesting design for this, though.
That could be a different experience.
Interesting
design, she says.
No, sir.
It's 99.7 DJX.
We don't need further discussion. It was a feel-good. I want to stay in the feel-good lane.
So Roxanne texts us, and she's forcing our hand down this hole.
No, Roxanne.
That we're not wanting to necessarily go down, but we don't necessarily choose. We just set the car in motion, and a lot of times you guys choose the path with which we take. Sometimes we take an off-ramp. Sometimes we get on a rest stop and get back on the road.
This all started with Charlie Lello from UK. Went and bought some eggs at the grocery store. Came home, hatched 3 ducklings.
And then we learned that the duckling, the male duckling, well, shaped kind of like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
So then Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, while we're talking about barnyards.
Oh, my God. I don't want to stay in the barnyard. I want to get out of the barnyard. I want out of the barnyard.
She says, so are hogs. Little things are corkscrew shaped.
Male.
All right, you need to. Yeah, you need to.
Look like.
You need to Google that.
Yep.
Google him.
Yep.
Is she right?
Yes,
hang on.
Indeed.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Oh, wow.
Kelly,
I will say not as long as the duck.
Oh, congratulations,
duck.
So,
wins.
Will you go ahead and Google this? Because we could continue down this path and continue down this path.
What else do you need to Google?
What animals have corkscrew shapes? And then we'll figure this out once and for all. We know ducks and we know hogs. Man, this is some learning. This is the learning that you don't learn in school, guys.
There is an article that says the weirdest animal penises.
I think we've had this show before.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
I must have blocked it out from trauma.
You do a lot of times.
Okay.
Because if you list some of them, I feel like I remember that.
Wow. But sea slug has a disposable regenerating one.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, wow.
All right. So,
I'm done with that one. I'm just going to throw it away. I'll grow another one.
All right. So all we know on the list of corkscrew are hogs and ducks. Is that all you figured out?
Yeah.
All right.
A sea turtle has a massive and terrifying one. There is a fish with 4 sharp hooks on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a fish with one on its head.
Well.
Oh, that's an unfortunate design.
Convenience. All right. So thank you. Again, so a lot of times we set the car in motion. We set the train in motion. And sometimes you guys need to go to the bathroom and we have to get off at rest stops and we have to pull off to the side of the road and let you do your business, and then we can get back on the road.
Let's get back on the road.
I feel like this is what we're doing.
Get back on the road.
We're at a rest stop right now.
Okay,
all right.
We're letting you
do your business. Now we're gonna get back on the road.
I don't
all right.
Want any more business.
We're gonna get back on the road.